I saw Nicole Byer do a stand-up set recently where she asked the audience, I think she does this a lot, to share stories of being dumped. Who's got a, you know, like a bad story of being dumped? This was at the taco stand on Hillhurst, that show. And yeah, you guys know. I don't know. Is that a famous show? I don't know. And like three people shared stories where they were awesome. Like nobody would share a story where like, oh, I got dumped in this, you know, like embarrassing way or like this person treated me really badly. One of them was like, well, my boyfriend dumped me on his way to Coachella. But then when he came back, he fucked me six times and said we should take cooking classes. And whoa. Nicole's like, all right, six not the times. Kind of story I expected, but nice. And then someone else told the story of how they dumped three different people at once in a group text. And I was just like, this is a very L.A. audience. Like nobody is sharing a story where they lose.
Yeah.
We cut to Raptisha. Hey, Will.
Yeah.
You did good, man.
Thanks. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Felt pretty good. For a regular show?
Oh.
But this isn't a regular show.
Oh. I don't know if you noticed,
no one snapped their fingers after your set. And that's kind of bad here.
Oh.
Tell you what, I'm going to let you go up again after Sharon gets done with her story.
Okay. You out and just...
It's supposed to be something you're ashamed of.
I was just kind of doing...
Because everyone's really vulnerable here. That's why everyone's in boxers.
Yeah, I noticed... I was like, it's not that warm out, but everyone is just in their boxers. Yeah.
And then I never saw my child again. Thank you, everyone.
Okay. Oh. Hi. My name's Will. I'm coming back out again. Sorry. Just
go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yeah. My name's... Yeah, I'll take it from here.
Matt's hey, guys, I said he could come up again.
Sorry about that.
I was going to introduce you again, but go ahead, Will.
I appreciate it. Yeah, sorry, I'm just nervous, guys. All right, well, I was going to do some more jokes, but my father and I once got into a fight, and I told him, he said he would try harder, and I said, I don't believe it, and I didn't speak to him for a year.
Make it longer.
What? I'm sorry.
Make it longer. It should be more specific.
Oh, okay.
And still, no shame there.
Right. Okay.
On your part. It's not,
yeah.
Shame on your part.
Right. Okay. Longer. All right. Okay. Okay. Once I...
No, same story.
Okay. So I
just
was...
more specific talking than to more shame.
More shame. Find the shame in that story.
Okay. I was talking to my dad. I was 19. He was watching the Chicago Bulls, I think, on television. And he told me that he wanted to be a better father. And I could sort of tell that this was a vulnerable...
Okay. If I had been telling that story... Sorry, Will. Give you...
Yeah.
Chicago Bulls. I don't know much about sports. I was never... I'm not good at sports.
Okay.
You see, I would have thrown that in.
That gets snaps.
It's just a little shame. Little shame detail.
Okay. All right. And what was it again that you don't know a lot about sport? Oh, you'd be self-deprecating. I see.
Right.
I see.
Find the shame. Hey, okay. You just ran past a detail without finding the shame in it.
All right. Can I try it again? I'll do it one more time. There I was, 19 years old. Never had much luck with girls. Pretty lonely. Talking to my dad. And my dad's
not able to vote yet.
I was legally allowed, but I wasn't able to put it together. And my dad, and you know, my dad's a real tough, strong guy, and I'm weak and small. And he was trying to be vulnerable, and he's watching the Chicago Bulls, and I don't know, I don't get sports. Sports are weird.
Maybe the game was more important than you were.
He was really zoned in on the TV, and it was like I walked right in front of him, and he didn't even see me if I wasn't.
Tina, you want to try telling Will's story?
Oh, I mean, I don't want to take.
Yeah, okay.
His just shame he doesn't away. See. Maybe you can show.
You know
him
this person
shame.
In the audience, and you're letting her just take over. Okay, all right.
I told a great story last week. Okay.
I thought this was a stand-up show. It's more of a storytelling show. I guess I didn't realize that.
Stand up
with shame.
Okay. All right.
And vulnerability.
Okay. Tell my story, I guess.
Okay. I just finished masturbating.
Okay.
This is already better.
And I jacked it. I was so shamed of my penis that I...
It's great.
That I flushed it.
It's good to use the word shame, you know, to really hit it hard.
Okay.
And so I jacked it right into the toilet.
Okay.
But I, you know how sometimes you want to be found.
Wow, she's looking like, so far down her own body.
I left it in the toilet, a big glomp for my dad to see.
A glomp.
Because it's what I deserve.
See, she's not even to the Chicago Bulls detail yet.
There's a lot I ran past.
So
I
hear my dad. I hear him, rebound it, rebound it. He's screaming. Okay. I wish he would tell me to rebound it. I've been in relationship after relationship. I mean, with myself, no one would say yes to this old hump of shit. And so I walked down the shag carpet out in, I mean, I should have been having normal relationships. I was 19 years old. Normal. All my friends had been in relationships since seventh grade. Mm. Anyway, I walked down in front of, into the finished basement where my dad was watching the Bulls. I think there were some really famous players that year.
Oh my God.
But I don't know nothing about no basketball.
So. The 96 Bulls.
Yeah, she's in correct grammar too. Yeah. She knows nothing about.
Yeah. Really
she's getting more folksy. She's turning Southern.
So I walked right in front of the game, right at a critical moment. Mm. I mean, I guess it was critical. I don't know what those numbers mean. And I stood in
crying so early.
I stood in front of the television and I said, "Did I double dribble, Dad? Did I double dribble?" He didn't notice at all.
No, he didn't.
And then I guess he was trying to share with me, and he turned towards me and he said, "Toby," because he didn't even know my real name.
Wow.
He said, "Toby, I never wanted you."
Jesus.
Oh, that's hilarious and shameful.
That's hilarious.
Humong, you are entering an improvised comedy show, restricted to humans only. Improv for humans, with Matt Besser. Based on your suggestions and other sources of inspiration, Matt and guests will perform fully improvised scenes. Today's episode features Humong guests Will Hines, Katie Diepold, and Lennon Parham.
Welcome to Shaming for Humans. Shame. Yeah, let's get off Game of Thrones. Let's get into old school, just getting some one-word suggestions, folks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, old school.
Domination's a word here.
No gimmicks.
Yeah, no fancy stuff. Yeah. Thickness is a word here.
Domination.
From Ryan.
Thickness.
Uh-huh.
Is that the same person?
Oh, no. Let's see here. Badgers.
Uh-huh. And we're supposed to be just jumping right in with a story or something.
Anything that inspires anything any of those words. Trinket.
Okay.
You got any badger stories?
Sure.
Is that a animal you find in the United States of America?
A badger?
Oh, yeah. All over the place.
All over the place.
It's like a creature of the woods, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess they all are.
I think they kind of hide out. They're not like, they're not an animal that you would, like, it's not like a rabbit. It's right. Going to be.
Has anyone in this room seen a badger in the wild?
No.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
They're in children's stories, like they're in.
More so than they're in
Peter Rabbit.
World.
The big, yeah, they're, people draw them a lot because the big teeth, they're fun to draw, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Big teeth.
It's kind of like
they gnaw at. They're the dam builders, right? They gnaw down trees and they like.
It's a beaver.
It's a beaver.
Oh, what's a badger? Oh, badger. I've barely heard of it.
Character from the last.
I barely heard of a badger. I honestly can't even picture what a badger looks like. I can picture a beaver. I was picturing
beaver.
A beaver the whole time.
I have seen beaver.
Oh, okay.
You have too. Who was picturing beaver? You were. Will.
No, just me.
Do they not look alike?
They don't. They don't.
That's
look
a badger. We're seeing a badger up on the screen.
I've never seen this animal.
You know, like a honey
that's
badger.
That's what I'm saying. You guys are like I've never badgers seen this. Are everywhere.
This is crazy.
I forgot.
Honestly, if someone showed I forgot me that what photo, it was. Like, that's made up.
That looks like
that's
a Photoshop.
Disney creature.
That's a Photoshop of an anteater and a raccoon with his head stretched.
You guys don't remember the honey badger, like when the honey badger was like all the hot rage.
In what context was it a hot rage?
There was like 7 years ago.
Yeah, a man recorded over a video of a honey badger like saying, that honey badger don't give a fuck. That honey badger don't care. Honey badger don't care. And it was so funny. I had a doormat that said, honey badger don't care.
Oh, you were really into that meme.
I did love it.
Yeah, you went full on.
So that's
that
why
one looks like a skunk.
That's why you think like badgers are everywhere.
But they like will crawl into like a nest of bees and just go crazy on the honey. And get stung all over their face because the honey badger don't give a fuck.
If I saw that animal in the wild, I would call the FBI. Like, I would think I discovered something. That is how unfamiliar this looks.
But the nose, look at that nose. It's like a bear nose.
What did you have in your head, Katie, when...
A beaver.
You had the beaver, too.
I realize now.
Thank God. Thank God.
And I believe I laughed at him.
Yeah, you jumped on it pretty quick, but... Yeah. I mean, I did feel dumb. So I deserved it, but
when he said the big teeth, I was like, maybe I don't know badgers.
I like that just for a second you assumed I might be right. I appreciate that. Not Katie.
But who do we know who's like a honey badger in life? I like that. Doesn't give a fuck. Student bit honey. Try to think.
What was the phrase you said for the honey? Just go crazy on the honey?
He just went crazy on that honey. He was getting stung all over. He didn't give a fuck. Mm.
Have you ever been a honey badger in your life? You're like, I don't even give a fuck what I look like right now.
Hey, Lennon, can I talk to you for a second?
Sure.
You've been crashing my place for, I don't know, a couple weeks.
Crashing your whole place, man. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You've been crashing at your place? Is that what you mean?
Yes, crashing at my place is what I meant.
You know, the words that are in between the other words.
I'll try to speak more clearly.
Thanks, man.
You're staying at my place.
For free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, it's been nice to see you. It's been nice to catch up.
I feel like we've really connected in a way we wouldn't have.
We've had
kind of like when Facebook was first invented and you were like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's what she looks like now.
Yeah. Yeah. We haven't had a chance to catch up and now you've been staying here a couple weeks and, I'm sorry. And you're staying a couple more, right? You need to extend the visit a little bit. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what's going on with
me. So, and that's cool. You're welcome to stay. Keep crashing on the couch.
Cool.
But just, we got a food issue I need to talk with you about.
Okay.
I saw you at the refrigerator this morning, just kind of going crazy on that leftover macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
You had opened up a Tupperware container and just shoved your face into it in the refrigerator.
Yeah, sorry about that.
And just kind of ate it and then left a good portion of it.
Like macaroni and cheese all over the floor.
And there was a lot of macaroni and cheese. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I left the door open. I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, made a lot of noise.
It's like I just woke up and I just felt like I was ravenous.
You were
like,
hungry.
Like a primal hunger.
Uh-huh.
And I had not made a plan. It was 11:30 when I woke up.
Yeah.
And I knew you were at work and you wouldn't mind if I made you some more at some point in our friendship. And so.
Yeah. I don't think I mind if you have some food. But I guess.
Which part bothered you? The part that it was yours or the part that I like went, like left it all over the place?
I think rubbing your face in the food, like without using utensils and leaving the door open. So a lot of the food might go bad.
Yeah.
I thought somebody robbed me when
hey,
I got
Dad?
Home. Oh, hey, yes, sweetheart.
I made my lunch last night for today at school.
Oh, hey, good for you.
But the woman.
Lennon,
you're
right here?
Stay on the
camera. Yeah, right.
I'm trying
to
say it quietly just to you.
I can hear you, though. So.
Yeah, no. Okay. Okay, yeah.
So the woman you're letting stay on the couch.
Right, Lennon, she's right next to me.
Okay.
She's a good friend. We used to. We temped together for like a week and a half.
We temped, yeah.
Yeah.
Right out of college and I...
Yeah, at a financial firm.
I temped at Goldman Sachs. We were typers.
It seems like that was a long time ago.
It was quite a while
ago. It was.
Ago. Yeah.
It was.
Well, she was eating
What's your name
lunch.
Again?
Rebecca.
It's my daughter, Rebecca.
That was not what I was going to guess.
Oh.
Okay. What do you think she looks like?
Huh?
What do you think she looks like? What name would you have guessed?
Loretta or like
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, it's Rebecca.
Okay.
So Rebecca, yeah, you made your lunch.
Well,
and then the woman staying, this woman right here.
She was eating my lunch last night and then I said I made that for school.
Oh.
And then she said I don't give a fuck.
That's the phrase she used.
Guys, I just, you know, do you want me to talk quiet too? Does that make you more comfortable?
It makes me feel comfortable. Yeah, I appreciate it.
I just, when it comes to food, here's the God's honest truth with everything I've been through in the past couple months.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't give a fuck.
We cut to a Boston market. Excuse me, ma'am. Okay. Okay. Excuse me?
Back off! Hands off the corn!
I was going to ask you about the corn in particular. This is your second
these cobs.
Corn on the cob.
These cobs are too hard. I shouldn't be able to eat this whole fucking cob.
I was going to say, I'm the last person to say, you got to go left to right or right to left or up and down. Just but you're kidding. Eating like a pickle.
I need to eat it.
You're
what do you mean I'm
it?
Eating it like a pickle? In what way? Like the whole thing? Excuse
or
me,
banana.
Sir. Excuse me,
yeah,
sir.
Or a banana. Exactly.
I'm sorry. Are you the manager here at this Boston market?
Yes.
Okay. Look, I had been eating. I just looked up and saw this woman
struggling with the corn.
Well, I would. That's true. But also, just lying face down, horizontal on the buffet of food. Does she do this a lot? Like, was my food contaminated? This food that I have here. Had she right here? I have a corn on the cob and some mashed potatoes and a side of chicken. Is this the kind of cleanliness standard?
When you went through this line, was I here, asshole?
No, I...
So then it wasn't tainted, okay?
Well, all right, but...
Just use context clues. I got here, I walked in, I paid my $6.99 for my meat and two sides, and then I went cranky on the corn.
Yeah, just, I gotta agree with you. Use context clues, please.
I'll try to use better... I'm getting dressed down here? Okay, I'll try to use context clues.
Hey, sir, back off.
Why is that happening?
Thank you.
Hey, she's already taking care of the problem.
All right.
You came on...
All right, okay. I'll go back and eat this food.
You clearly have to leave. Everyone here is upset. You're not eating food
correctly. I paid
correctly.
My $6.99. Who said? It doesn't say anywhere that I have to eat it a certain way.
Well, we're going to change the rules.
It's an unlimited buffet.
We cut to an ice cream shoppie, and she's gotten a cone, but she's eating from the bottom up. Getting it all over her face immediately.
You mind if I come back there? What's your name? You mind if I come back there?
Yeah.
You don't mind or you do mind?
I don't mind, I guess. This is...
It's cold! It's so cold in here!
Yeah, you gotta be careful. If you eat
is it Rocky Road? Is this Rocky... Oh, breakfast!
Oh, you're...
I don't give a fuck!
Rocky Road is one of the 10 flavors you're eating right now at the same time.
Oh, what's this one? What's this one?
Excuse me. Hi. I just walked in. Do you let people sample flavors here? How many samples?
You only get 2 samples. And there's
Can I do it like this woman is doing it?
No.
May I crawl into the freezer and lick it with...
Come on in, man! Water's warm!
Honestly, look, I feel like this is against the rules, but this has never been stated as a rule. So I don't think people thought it was something they would
Little boy,
have
look
to
at me when you're talk to me. Little boy, look at me. Are you a boy?
I am a boy,
Look
yeah.
at me. Can I go back there or not? Just be straight with me.
You can go back there.
Okay.
Just warning this. It's cold in here.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Let's talk some more about that.
Sometimes you have to compliment people. You forget to sometimes.
Yeah,
well,
that's true. I do. I'll take that note. I'm getting a lot of notes today. A lot of grammar notes.
Gotta tell
notes.
People.
Yeah.
You know.
But I'll take them.
You're very pretty to tell people every once in a while.
It does sound nice. I'll try to say
Yeah, well, I think it'd be very wise for you to go out in the world and tell every girl it's very pretty. Very pretty.
Wow, Will got arrested 5 times in an hour.
I feel like that's an okay compliment. It's like...
You're very... are you daring me? You can
no.
Trust
you're
me.
Very pretty.
I
think if it's like context, if it's like a stranger, and also
you have
how
to
creepy
know him,
do you sound?
Don't you?
No, I'll tell you this story.
Okay,
we were in Austin. We were decked out because we had a panel or something, and so we went in full hair and makeup to Torchy's Tacos. It was also Bike Week. These two, they look like Vikings, like Viking bikers, like a redhead with a full beard and like a dark haired, like ear length hair. We walked past them and they were like, you ladies are looking good today. And it was like the best I have felt like in years. It was like, cause I had a 2-year-old or something. I don't know. It just felt good to be seen in that way, and it didn't feel there was no like I mean it did feel also to like the
if we wanted, we could like throw it all away and ride away with them on. And that's not what I wanted, obviously, but it was like an option.
I think, speaking on behalf of the creeps, I think sometimes when you want to compliment somebody, you're hoping that's the effect it'll have. It'll be like, oh, they'll be like flattered to know that I find them attractive or that I think they're pretty. But the same words that this man said to you to a different person in a different context would be the story of a horrible person, you know, like sexualizing or, I don't know, like making creepy.
Would you have allowed Will, not knowing Will, in that very same scenario to say it? I think because they look like Vikings, maybe you accepted it
maybe
more.
Yeah, they're kind of like manly and alpha, so it's like it's authentic to their world that you're assuming. If I was like there with a MacBook open to like Google Sheets, you know, and I'm like moving numbers around. You know what I mean?
Why are you using Excel?
Well, I'm practical about it. You know, it's free. It's pre-open source software. It's available for free. I'm not going to use Excel when Google Sheets is ready to be used. So there I am using Google Sheets
product
at Texas Tacos. And I turn around and just in a very deadpan voice, my normal voice say, "You look very pretty."
Let's do this. Let's do this right now.
Click, 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 click.
Tanya, what do you want? I heard the short rib tacos really delicious.
Yeah. That is one of our most popular. I recommend that for you guys.
Excuse me, miss. You look right there.
Excuse me. Why are you being so aggressive?
Right, you look very.
Back off.
Hey, buddy.
Jesus Christ.
Do you know these people?
No, I don't. I didn't even say.
Let me finish my order.
All right. Never mind.
Sorry, man.
What were you going to say?
You know what? It doesn't matter. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said anything. I apologize.
Are you trying to order?
No, I've got my food right here. I'm sorry.
Did you want to tell us which taco we should get?
Oh, well, I like the fish taco is great.
Oh, fish taco in the middle of Texas? Yeah. Seems weird.
Well, I'm from LA.
All right, Joker.
All right, Baja. Okay. Baja fresh over here.
Okay. You look pretty. Miss, that's what I was going to say to you. You look pretty. You look great. You came in here. You look great. Look at this. You're dolled up. You look great.
Okay.
That's all.
What are you doing?
Nothing. I just wanted. I'm sorry.
I'm dolled up.
Yes. You look. You
like
look,
a doll on your fucking shelf.
No. No. You just look.
You
look very
dolls.
Dressed up. Are you not dressed up? I mean,
more dressy than I normally am because you've never seen me before.
Just look at this. We're in a takeout place. And
hey, pal, you need to sit down. Okay.
All right. I didn't even realize I stood
up. Let's reset this scenario. Let's do the Bandersnatch.
I mean, I didn't even get past excuse.
But wait a minute. Rashomon? I feel that's stronger than you would come on.
Hey, you.
You wouldn't go, hey, you.
I didn't. Okay. All right, I'll try to be more realistic.
Okay.
Am I still Google Sheets? I need to know
reset.
What I'm.
Yeah, okay. You're still at your
the
laptop.
Same. Specifics.
Same beginning.
Yeah,
okay.
I think there's no way he could say it from his laptop.
I will do my absolute best, and also trying to be realistic.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have Arnold Palmer's? Did I say that we're on Arnold Palmer?
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's orange juice and grapefruit juice.
Oh no, iced tea and lemonade.
Oh, sorry, we don't get that. Yeah, I can make that.
Okay.
I can do that.
Do you mind
that.
Making it mostly iced tea with just a little bit of lemonade?
Sure,
like a
no
splash
problem.
Splash of lemon, right?
Yeah, a splash of lemon.
Hey, you guys look great.
Do we know you?
No. Sorry. I was struck by look, you guys. I'm sorry. You two look.
Hey, can you get in line?
I've already had my food. I got the fish taco. You made fun of me for it. Remember? It was very recently.
I've never seen this guy.
Sorry. You
what?
Well, you look. I'm sorry. It's you look very nice. You look very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
What about my friend?
Hey, oh, yes. Just a word.
No, stop.
Word to the wise. We get people trying to run scams in here all the time.
Oh, okay. I'm not like trying. What to, kind of scams?
I'm not trying to run a scam.
They'll say compliment. They'll say put some money in a sock. Put it over. Put it over there.
No, I wouldn't do that. I'm not asking for money in a sock. I just, you look.
Okay, that's something to come out of nowhere.
I don't have
you two look very nice, and that's it. You look very, you look lovely.
These are all, okay.
Yeah, that's it. Sorry. It was just very striking. I was typing here. I just looked over my shoulder. to check the clock on the wall and
okay, and Saint. So I say there's no way.
Say pretty, right?
To like maybe if you're in an elevator, well that's creepier because they can't leave you.
No, that's very like that. Creepy.
Yeah,
no clothes.
That's
space.
Very.
But I'm
creepy.
Trying to
that's
understand.
Unsafe. Like when is it allowed?
The space you're standing in with a stranger.
What did the Viking say again? What was this? Do you remember the phrase?
He said, you ladies are looking very lovely this evening.
And what was he sitting on?
Ladies is nice.
He was standing up and they walked past us.
Yeah, so he's in motion. You know he's not going to be engaging. Yeah. I think that's part of it, too. It's like in passing.
We had also noticed that they had noticed us already. Like, it was like...
Like, oh, they're clocking us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
And that's... Yeah.
And does it feel... I mean, I don't know if this is true, but, like, bikers and they're like... Early 30s are always thinking about sex. Like,
it seems that way. It seems that way.
Feel like maybe it's like you're coming off of your Google Sheets.
Yeah.
Into like attractiveness.
It's such a
weird
creepy
juxtaposition.
Jump. And for these guys, you see these rough and tumble fellows, and instead of saying something crude and sort of dismissive, he's got a polite sort of chivalrous.
Yeah, yeah.
So like relative to your expectations, he's being quite charming and chivalrous. And relative to my sexless, engaged, removed situation, I'm being like a super perv to like talk about.
When you said it the second time.
It was better.
He wasn't saying pretty. He was like, you look nice. Is it something
you
about?
Look really nice today.
Well, she means the second half of the second time, I think. I got a genuine thank you out of you at some point. I noticed
Yeah.
Whatever that was.
We'll listen back.
We'll play it back.
I feel like also you can just feel if someone's trying. I don't know. You can feel like if someone's trying to do something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I feel like the only way you can pull it off is if you're like running in the opposite direction. Like you're going somewhere else.
Uh-huh.
And then you throw it back over your shoulder.
Let me try it. Let's pretend like you're going for a run and I'm going for a run in the other direction. And I'm going to say it right as I pass you.
We're like at a...
I did not know what an Arnold Palmer was.
No.
This is not an Arnold Palmer.
Hey, want to go for a jog after our big tacos?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we should have done it before, but yeah. it's just good to do it at all.
It's okay. Any cardio is good at cardio. Yeah.
Okay.
So they're running.
We see these women running and eating.
I'm coming down the other way. You guys look great. Yeah. Sorry, there's no way to do it. Hang on. One more time. I got it. Right. You look lovely.
That felt less bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I would never do it.
I would never do either, but I do think part of it.
That's a psychopath, clearly. I mean.
But I do think the part of it is he's gone. He's like on his way. You're not going to have to deal with this person.
He just wanted to tell you that you looked pretty.
Yeah.
As he passed you.
I'll circle around and ambush you at the end of the path.
Oh, he's just doing a lap. We're going to meet him.
I remember in New York, I bought a red skirt. It was from Esprit, and it fit me well, and it was like a pencil skirt, and I usually would only wear like oversized pants to walk the streets of New York because you just don't want to ask for an attention. And so I had the skirt on, and I was walking to work, and a man... probably who had been living in Port Authority came past me and said, "Oh, I'd fuck that." And I was like, that's it. Like, never going to wear this skirt again.
Oh my God.
Because it brings, like, if that's what I have to get when I put on the skirt.
He cut the sheet.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, I got a conundrum.
Uh-huh.
I'm all, I don't mean.
Look upon.
My alcohol is. I mean, in fact, I don't have a home. I mean. You see that woman, like, she's like a block and a half up. You can see her because of the red skirt.
Yeah, yeah,
approaching this way.
Yeah, very nice looking woman.
Well, that's a pencil skirt.
Okay.
Do you know the different kinds of skirts?
No, I'm guessing from context clues that that is a thin skirt.
Yeah.
But I'm not an expert in that category. Yeah,
they're not easy to walk in, but if they fit right, they can... look really nice in like a classy way. Like a classy kind of sexy.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? So that's what a good pencil skirt
is. It's a little tight fitting,
you.
But also demure.
Right.
Okay.
Like
tight
fitting without being about showing off the curves.
Not overtly,
you know?
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay.
Like something Audrey Hepburn would wear.
Classic.
You know what I mean?
Jackie Kennedy sort of.
Now you understand.
Okay.
Okay.
Grace.
Well, here she comes. I want to compliment her.
Oh, Good.
Because I want to let her know I know pencil skirts. I'm a fan.
I'm not even
an ass guy. I'm more of a...
And this is still reaching
honestly,
you.
Honestly, I'm a titty guy.
Oh, I know.
Right.
We've known each other. I know you're a titty guy right. as much as the day is long.
But as just far like as I'm fashion into, goes,
yeah.
pencil skirts, I have a... There's a place in my heart for it that I wanna compliment her, but not come off creepy.
That's such a tough spot.
Oh, man.
I say speak from the heart. Speak from the heart, maybe.
Mm.
Like you have you what you want to express is kind and loving.
Right, right.
Just trust it.
Okay, here she comes.
All right.
Oh yeah, I'd stick my dick all the way up that.
Huh. Oh my God. Oh my God, what's wrong with you?
I don't think she got it. I should have said put pencil skirt there.
I don't know, man.
Just
I'm
so
not sure.
she knows.
I'm not
that
sure that
like
would have helped.
I'm gonna run and catch up with her so she understands my sincerity.
What the fuck are you doing?
No, I'm sorry.
What are you doing? Stay away
from skirt.
Me.
A pencil skirt. I'm coughing. Oh, God.
Wait, did you see a pencil skirt?
Oh, I did. I did yell pencil skirt a few times. I'm a huge fan of pencil skirts.
Well, what? Then why did you lead with your dick? Why did you lead with, I'll put my dick all the way up that? Were you talking about the skirt or me?
Excuse me. I work in a store a couple down.
Yeah.
And I walked by earlier and you can never yell anything at me when I walk by. And I'm just curious if... Why? Like, is my outfit not
a skirt? Do you consider that a pencil skirt?
I mean, it's just like, I guess it's like a long skirt.
Your fashion is kind of all over the place.
Yeah, I mean,
you're not giving a consistent signal here.
You got a really nice apple ass. I'll give you that. I'd like to take a bite out of it.
Thank you.
I could yell that at you. But skirt-wise, I'm not feeling it.
Is it just not? I thought it was a pencil skirt, but maybe it's not tailored enough.
I'm no expert in categories. It doesn't look to me to be what a pencil skirt would describe.
Yeah, it's like you put a pen in a pencil skirt.
So I can't, there's nothing I can do to this skirt to pull off that look. It just looks like this is the wrong kind of skirt for that look.
It looks more workmanlike.
Okay.
Than fashionable.
Okay.
Yeah. Utilitarian rather than for show.
Right.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a new skirt.
Okay.
Right. I guess the whole outfit.
You want a whole new outfit?
Yeah.
All right. Is there a big event coming up?
Yeah. There's an event. I want to, you know, there's these men that live out on the street where I work.
Oh, that's so sweet. You're going to help them or?
Well, I want to walk by and I want to hear them say, you know, they're going to, you know, hit me with their dick sort of thing. You know what I mean? Like, I'm looking for a real reaction. And to be honest, I haven't been getting anything from them.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm just, you know, just kind of want a classy spice up. They're classy. They're not, they don't, I've seen women walk by showing too much and they don't like that.
Well, we've had some really nice dick reactions with this blazer skirt combo.
Oh, okay.
It's sort of like Mad Men inspired. So
yes.
It's very classy.
Yeah.
But you could do a little cleave, you know, with it, with the lower tank line.
That's great. I think they want something to ruin.
We cut back to the Port Authority. So anyway, you know, I'm trying to get my boxes more stable to survive the rain.
Yeah. Oh,
I don't clip clop.
Oh, look at this. This is a sort of 1960s classic look coming, but still sort of accentuating curves like in the 50s.
Yeah.
Not trying to straighten it out like a Twiggy sort of late 60s. This is more early 60s mod style.
Not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
I think I want to go the other side of the street to avoid her.
Okay.
These women make me uncomfortable.
Yeah. Hey, where are you going?
Leave me alone.
We're going. We have an appointment over here.
You've never had an appointment.
We have to go.
Leave us alone.
What's
We're
going to
call the cops.
Say it real quick. Don't try to think of it.
I have a nest to build with a guy. A guy's going to help me build a nest.
Yeah, a badger.
Yeah. We're building a nest to stay in. We can't talk. Sorry, bye.
I'd like to make a return.
What the fuck is going on?
Humans, I've been wanting to talk about this house for a while. There's this house. Can we look this house up? Maybe we can find it on Google Maps. It's in Hawthorne.
Oh, yeah. This is near San Francisco.
Or Hillsborough. Hillsborough, California.
Right. This is a Northern California situation.
Right near where I grew up.
No way. 45 Berry S away. B-E-R-R-Y-E-S-S-A. You what? Tell us about this, Brett.
So, yeah, my whole life, we always drove by on Highway 280. Mm-hmm. You see the Flintstone house, and it used to be white. Hmm. No one really knew much about it, but it was always there.
What and made it a Flintstone now, house?
Because it's all round, plain, white. How do you describe it? It's
like the stone houses that the Flintstones
yeah.
lived in?
Yeah, it looks like it's made out of stone.
Like a stone adobe.
It looks like a shoe.
Stone. And it's right on this hillside, so you drive right by it.
It's very noticeable.
Can't miss it. It's very noticeable.
And were these dinosaurs and, dinosaurs, giraffe, were they there when you were growing up?
No. It was just a white,
so
plain,
it used
like
to just
adobe.
Be the architecture of the house.
Yeah.
And even though it was plain white, the architecture was so sort of like space age caveman.
Yeah, just so wild. Everyone called it Flintstone House, but you never really knew much about it. It was a private
just everybody independently
home.
Agreed that it should be called the Flintstones House?
Yeah, it was just like a local lore.
Well, now it has a Fred Flintstone statue too, but I think this woman who owns it put that there. But now all her neighbors are up in arms. They say they want her to – it's an eyesore.
It's available now for Airbnb or something.
But now,
and they've dressed it up more and they're putting stuff on the lawn.
The photo that in the article that Besser's holding, the house looks very colorful. Like, have they changed it recently?
Yeah, they painted it a sort of like clay color.
Okay.
To sort something of bring, in me like doesn't like any change to it. I just want it to stay to, the old.
So they've brought out the Flintstone-ness even more and they're do you think the protest is like it. We liked how weird it was on its own. We don't like that you're making it more weird on purpose.
This is what a neighbor said. Of the property. It appeared to be outside the norms for the town and creates a lot of questions. What does that even mean?
She purchased the property for $2.8 million in 2017 and soon after began redesigning the backyard with brightly colored mushrooms, a band of 15-foot dinosaurs. These are metal sculptures, a giraffe, a mastodon, and a sign reading Yabba Dabba Doo.
What's your feeling on this, Lennon?
Go for it.
I say go for it,
it's
right?
It's on your property, man.
And everybody's already calling it
$3 million for
yes.
it?
Yes.
But let's go to the extreme on this. I think I've told this story on this podcast where my dad had art in his front yard that his neighborhood complained about. So it wasn't this much. But I'm curious about that. Where do we draw the line? Because in other words, what would you not accept from a neighbor? Because once you accept this.
I think the only thing personally that would bother me if it'd be something weird for kids, if there was like explicit sexual imagery that would be like weird to have to explain to somebody's kids, I'd
or
be
violence.
Like that you have to take down or gory violence. If it was like some sort of mural of like some really garish.
Well, my dad's art was cowboys kissing.
Oh, there we go. So
is their conservative viewpoint.
That's annoying. That wouldn't bother me. But like. More sexually explicit stuff, regardless of gender, would. And I'm just thinking of my nephew, and if he was like walking around, he had to like, I wouldn't want him to have a bad experience.
But also,
but anything other than that, I wouldn't care. Like it could be like cars in the front lawn rusting. It could be.
But if you're living next to this house, right. You'd be like, oh Jesus, like, what a bummer! Like every day driving past it in your morning, like I think you know she should be able to do whatever she wants and all that. But I feel for the neighbor. Like that's your first thing you look at every morning is this giant Fred Flintstone. Like,
like how long has it been there? I mean,
since the
70s. You know what I mean? But did you move in before that? Like, and well, then they built it next to you?
Because
if you bought the house next to this house it looked like that, then fuck you, right?
But I don't think that's true. I think like it used to be this weird space age architecture, but it was white.
Yeah.
And they moved in and then they added all the mushroom. Yeah, but maybe they're okay with that level of weirdness. I mean, it would be like moving next to the Griffith Observatory. Yes.
Can we Google map it so we see how close their neighbors are?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it looks like a yellow submarine.
Look at their yard. It looks fucking beautiful around there.
Because it also looks like it was once just a weird house is now someone, you know, making it an Airbnb thing of like, come to this weird spectacle.
That's true.
There's new people there every night, you know. That's tougher because that's about safety.
Well, that's just Airbnb in general, though.
I think anything that might cause a parent to have a conversation with their child before they were planning on having that conversation. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But what I'm nothing here is doing what I was fearing.
Oh, it's funny. Now that you see it on Google Maps, it looks like a regular neighborhood. Like the other houses are right next to it.
But all the stuff is in the back.
Oh, I see.
True. Yeah, the stuff in the back.
You can't see it from the street.
Well, there might be a couple things.
But there's like the animals are in the front yard.
Looks so funny.
Is that the street? That's not even the street, though.
What do you mean?
I mean, that's the front of the driveway.
Oh, they even had Yabba Dabba written in the
yard. Maybe they should talk to the, you know, Department of Transportation about fixing those fucking streets. Yeah.
I think there's like, there's also an element of get over yourself that I would feel if I was the neighbors. Like back down a little, pal. It's like a guy who walks around wearing.
Don't go for it.
Like, I don't know, like somebody. Yeah, just somebody who wears a bird on their shoulder and they can't wait for you to ask about the bird. You know,
it's like, oh, that's the way you feel.
I think there's an element of that. Just like, oh, you think you're so special, your stupid Flintstone house. I don't know.
Really? I feel like everyone has the most boring houses look the same. If someone wants to go for it and it be interesting, why not?
I feel like this is one of those things that I would be mad on either side. Like, I'm just mad. No matter what position you put me in, I'm angry about it.
There's an on-the-nose aspect of it that's kind of a bummer.
What would your theme house be, Katie?
I would probably be cat-related, honestly.
Or not
like a murder house?
Oh, you're right. It would probably be a murder house. Yeah.
Ding dong.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. My name's Matt. I live a couple of doors down. Welcome to neighborhood.
Oh, right. You're the white house with those weird green shutters.
Oh, okay. You find my house weird. That's interesting.
It used to be blue, and now it's like a dark green.
Right. I had some questions about your house.
Yeah.
And what you're calling the murder house we see outside.
Oh, my house.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I thought we were going to talk about your house. You can climb over the police line. You can just step over.
Yeah, that's cute. I didn't think it was real. Are you have problems with my shutters being green?
I always liked the blue, but you know, it's your house. So
well, I always liked the white paint you had and not the fake blood streaming from the windows that you have out there now. What's that about?
Yeah, it's supposed to look like blood is coming out of the windows. So it's a.
Yeah,
it's
I got that.
A brick
part.
Red color. That I got from the Benjamin Moore line.
We just
painted it in a way so it's, you know, so like, you know how when you painted your shutters, you painted it up and down, but with ours, we just painted it to look like it was
blood streaming, right? It's not the how as much as, you know, I have kids. I got a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old, and what am I going to tell them is up with the bleeding house down the street that's called the murder house. Just, you know, sit in my shoes for a second.
Oh, you know what? I'll be honest. I am comfortable. Thank you for asking. And I'm really comfortable with you telling them whatever you want. I won't have a problem with whatever you decide is best to tell them is fine by me.
No, I'm saying I'm struggling with what to tell them because it's disturbing. I'm really saying, can you not have your house painted like that? And if it means me making my green shutters blue again, I'll do that as a compromise.
Wow.
And the fake dead person in your driveway.
Okay, that's a hired actor. And so obviously
I thought it was a mannequin.
Yeah. So good job, Will.
Thanks, man. Katie, I gotta go. I have an audition today. I gotta get out of here for an hour.
Oh, okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
I'll be back.
Maybe don't come back.
Huh?
because people, neighbors don't like seeing dead people. That's not fun. Are you trying to get on one of those tours?
Who are you, sir?
I live up the street.
Green Shutters.
I'm not telling you, creep.
Whoa, I can tell. I know which one.
Yeah.
The Freak House. Mm-hmm. The freaking dark green shutters and the, what is that, a bush? In the front lawn? What is that, a bush?
I guess you could call it
okay,
that.
Okay, I think you got my crazy point. Hedge. You're disturbing the neighborhood. I'm the only one brave enough to come up here because people think that you're some kind of psychopath.
Can I just say, I've kept it very cool on the outside. If you've been inside, you will see that I had restraint. Like I've kept it very minimal. Inside is fucking crazy. And I've really kept that to the inside.
I don't even want to ask. Are you recreating murder scenes in your house? What is wrong with you? Have you ever thought about that? Why do you revel in murder so much?
Katie?
Yeah?
My audition got canceled. I'm good to stay here.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, just FYI.
Sure. So, the noose is inside if you just...
Oh, that's also what doesn't make sense. A dead guy in a driveway with a noose around his neck.
Well,
what's he hanging from?
I mean, these are questions you could ask the original owner of the house.
The story I tell myself is that I was murdered in a standoff, but then because of sins in my life, my ghostly form has a noose around its neck so that I walk the earth forever as a hung man.
Oh, Jesus.
Beverly, this is not a tour, Beverly. This is just a neighbor complaining.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Sorry for the scream.
Tours?
If you want to take the tour, you can. But, yes.
People live in this neighborhood.
I mean, most people are at work. Are you unemployed or something?
Yeah.
That's not cool. I'm a writer.
Yeah, right.
We all are writers.
Yeah. Me too, buddy.
Yeah,
I'm a novelist.
I'm a movie star.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on?
There's other things I wanted to talk about similar to this, or maybe not similar, but very LA. Have you seen this guy? The people walker?
No. Oh.
Guess what this guy is? He saw all these signs.
Oh, yes,
for dog
I have heard
walkers.
Of this guy. Yes, yes.
And he's like, you know what, man? There should be people walkers because some people, you can be so lonely in LA. There's some weird stat in here like one out of three people in Los Angeles live alone and everyone's lonely. And this guy, would you guys do this?
When you first started saying it, I was like, oh, this is my nightmare. But then after a minute, I was like, you know, that's actually the problem. Maybe that's nice. I don't know.
So people that don't have friends at all will call him and like schedule a people walk date with him and pay him?
For company, I guess.
Be with him?
Just to walk around
so
and to
like
talk.
It's like non-sexual prostitution.
Is it, or
it's
is
like
it
a
like
true
therapy?
Escort service.
Yeah.
No sexual part of it.
Yeah.
I loved this guy. This guy. And who can afford this, right? So this is an app, and this guy makes money off this now.
How much is a dog walker?
It's like a gig thing, and people set their own rates. So some people be like, I'm $7 an hour, and I don't know.
It seems no different to me than like a life coach or like, you know what I mean? Just like you're paying, you know, someone to like, or even like not a trained therapist, but like if you're just paying someone to just walk and talk, I don't know what the rule is of talking. Like,
it's very close to therapist. You're right. Listen to this guy. This is a guy who uses the service who moved to LA and he didn't know people. I moved here knowing a couple of rock stars and somebody from high school, but they don't live close. Oh my God. I have one friend who's married and has kids, and they invite me over when it's a holiday, you know, and that's good. I love you, but you know, not one, but two rock stars. But unfortunately, they don't live close enough.
Yeah. Oh, that's such a great thing to drop.
They're always on tour. Can't walk.
And one guy from high school. So those rock stars aren't even friends from high school.
It's so funny, like not even saying musician. Like just rock stars.
Full on rock star. But clearly you don't want to hang out with a rock star if you want to like get a
this guy in his flannel to just walk around the streets with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like you're not into it.
Oh, he doesn't even do anymore. It's so big now. He manages other walkers.
Oh my God.
And can you like pick the person that's walking you?
Good question.
Yeah.
Why don't you be that person?
Lennon.
Yeah.
It's, I'm your walker today.
Oh, let me look at you.
Hey.
Okay.
Come on. Y'all ready? Okay.
Do I need a leash or?
Yep. Yeah. Just I'll put this little tie just to you. And I'm, unfortunately, I'm a little behind today, so we got to pick up a couple others. I have to walk a bunch of a couple of you at once.
Oh, it's
today.
Like a group walk? Like
just today, because I'm just behind and like I just.
Like a group lift?
Yeah, it's kind of like
a. Is it cheaper?
Yeah, it'll be.
We cut to Katie's cheaper. House.
Hi.
Katie, it's time for your walk.
Okay, thank you. Hey. I'll be back.
Yep, come on out. Just here's your leash.
Wait, you live with someone?
Yeah, my husband and kids.
Oh.
I call it a leash, but this is just a wrist tie just so we can all keep track of each other.
Okay, got
just
it. So. Hi, I'm Lennon.
Hi. How you doing, Katie?
Yeah. Come on, guys. So I just thought today we'd just go quick, just up around Los Feliz real quick. We'll just go down by Skylight over to Barnesdale and then back. This back. I got
to go to
quick,
Matt's house.
Actually. Yeah, Matt.
Hey, man. What?
Time for your walk.
Who are these guys?
I'm sorry. I'm behind, so I'm just. I got to take a couple people at once here.
Okay, I got to talk about fantasy football picks, though.
Yeah,
big time. There's a lot of new info coming in.
We can work that in. Yeah,
okay. I had a weird dream last night. I won 10 pack.
Yeah, we can get into the dream fantasy football picks. Got it here, Matt. Just attach this to your wrist, please.
I'm just afraid I'm never gonna like accomplish. You know.
Oh. No, you're gonna do great. How's
I didn't even say what I wanted to accomplish, and you. You just tell me I'm going to do great.
You're right. I'm sorry. What are you hoping to accomplish?
Never mind.
Well, I'm hoping Philip Rivers is going to do really good this year and be an underrated quarterback. I think I can get him in the fifth round pretty easily.
What are you talking about, the Chicago Bulls?
Hey, man, I don't know if this is going to work out.
No. It'll work. So what's your strategy this year? Are you going for the big quarterback, big running back? What's your strategy to get your points?
I'm really going to go all in for running backs the first two rounds.
Because I think everyone goes for quarterbacks, and they're too unreliable.
No, they better don't go for actually, Will. I feel like you're not listening on these talks.
And I was in my old high school cafeteria, but it didn't look like my high school cafeteria.
Uh-oh.
Like, everything just looked a little... Again, but I knew it was.
That's so scary. All right, wait, we got to cross here.
Can you walk while you talk? Because if you're going to stop every time you talk...
Okay, yeah.
It's a walk and talk.
We only have 12, 11... 10.
We got to cross here.
Nine.
We got to cross here. Let's go. We go. We can get it. We can do it. Sorry. Just come on fast. We got to do it. We got to do it.
You're tricking me.
Come on, quick.
Hey. A biker comes by.
Oh, so, hey. Katie, duck down. Katie, you got to let him go. Sorry, man. Yeah, you want to come with us?
Man, you got to focus when you cross us across the street,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
we all got to stop talking when we cross the street.
All right,
okay? We just focus on crossing.
That biker really was going fast then. Yeah. Okay. All right, guys. Yeah. So next time we cross the street, we're gonna hold up on the talk, but we're crossed now, so we can get
all
back
right.
into it. So
What were you saying? Something.
Yeah. So what are your dreams you're trying to accomplish, Lennon?
This isn't exactly the experience.
Lennon, that I was... what is the dream you were trying to accomplish, Lennon?
He smacks her nose with a newspaper.
Lennon, you say your dreams. Huh?
I don't even know. I mean, I thought at one point.
Katie had the dreams.
Her aspirations.
Sorry.
Whenever it was just you and me walking, it would be like a normal pace. But now that it's all of us, I feel like each of us are walking ahead of the other.
Okay, but we're going to.
You have short legs.
All right, treats all around. Enough of this. Here we go. Gummy worms, French fries, and a chocolate bar. Who wants? All right, come on.
Your chocolate bar like a corn cob.
Good for us.
these are special treats. Come on, we're having a good time. You need a reward. Chocolate bar, gummy worms, French fries. Who wants what? I got them all here. There we go.
Okay.
Let's keep going. We're coming up around here. All right, the sidewalk's near. We got to go single file, guys. Single file.
Oh, no.
Single file. Don't bother the other pedestrians who are walking.
Yeah, we see some other walkers and talker coming by.
Yeah, so I'm worried about my fantasy baseball picks.
Hey, football. Fantasy football.
Fantasy football.
Fantasy football.
Fantasy football.
Crap on YouTube.
All right, folks. You know, whatever floats your boat, right? I'm not judging. I do my own shit that could be judged. If you need a dog, people walker, go for it.
Didn't
there's YouTube videos.
Let's do it.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's find out. What is this? Why, okay. Why?
Yeah, why? And this was submitted by My Life is Thunder.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And that's a handle and not a given
name. Everything is why? Why me? Why you? Why everybody else? Okay. Why don't you ask yourself why? Ask yourself why you are not aware around you. Why am I rich? Because I work hard. I took care of myself. Why am I poor? Because I don't work. I don't sacrifice for myself. Okay. Why am I not blonde? Because I'm Asian. Why my boyfriend broke up with me or my girlfriend broke up with me? Because I don't love you anymore. Why you cheated on me? Because she loves or he loves somebody else, not you. Why? So many whys. Why people kill people? Because that people doesn't like people. Why? There's so many why. You know already why you're in danger. You should not be there. You should not, and you should be careful. Don't ask why. This world is very dangerous. So don't ask why anymore. You should expect why, and you have to have your answer. Okay? What else is why? Why? Why the earth is beautiful? Because God created it. Why that bird is flying? Because he had a wings. Why the alligator doesn't eat me? Because I don't jump in. What else? There's so many why. You should be aware. You should know. Why I called people loser? Because they are Lucifer. What? I can't.
What? Everybody likes me.
Wow.
Because they're just different. They don't like me. Accept it. Why am I not beautiful? Because I'm ugly.
Wow.
Huh. Interesting take on.
Oh my God.
Beauty.
I really wanted to understand her thesis, but I don't think I ever did.
She didn't sum it up. She didn't. If she just, sometimes you have to find a catchphrase and say it again. And don't be afraid to hit it on the nose when you want people to know what your central sort of theme is. And she didn't do that.
Well, she said, don't ask why, basically, right? Uh-huh. Like there's
don't
a
ask
simple
why. You're right.
Answer for it. But then she said, but then you always ask why and you have to have the answer.
I think she's saying we all know why. Like we ask it too much.
Yeah, when you find yourself asking why, you're an idiot, I feel like is the message being given. Mm-hmm. Like the answer is obvious and you just don't like it. Hard. It felt like it was trying to be like tough love.
We see an information stand at Disneyland. There's a lot of them, by the way. Can
Hi.
I help you?
Yeah, I'm sorry. we're looking for we heard there's like a Pixar section. Oh, I haven't been here.
Star so, Wars?
No. There's like a Pixar section.
Bug's Life?
That is a Pixar movie. I'm actually sure if there's a ride for that. I've just heard there's
Mater?
Huh?
Mater?
Yeah, that's a character, right? From Cars, I think. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Yeah. I don't know. Friends of mine have said, the Pixar section of Disney World is pretty fun, and we wanted to check it out.
What's your question, sir?
Where is the Pixar section of the park?
Where? People always ask where. And when they ask where, do they care?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do care. I do. I'd like to know where. Which way to walk to
Do you get- see where you're at now, though? You're at Indiana Jones.
Yes.
And there's some people over by, where do you want to be?
Pixar.
Pixar land.
Yeah.
That they want to find Indiana Jones, and they should just stay in Pixar land, and then you should be looking for Indiana Jones. You see what I'm saying?
Almost.
Where? Uh-huh. Always asking where.
Yeah.
And if you care, you're already there.
Okay. I don't know. If you're doing some kind of philosophical thing, that's great. If you're going.
Dad, did you find it yet?
No, sweetheart. I haven't found it yet.
Well, why not?
I'm not.
Where is it, Dad?
I'm looking. I'm not sure.
Where is it?
I'm sorry. Do you mind if I go next if you're just having a conversation with your child?
Okay, sure.
Hi. How can I help you?
Hi. I was looking for a lost and found because I lost my cell phone on a ride and I want to see if there's a place that
and who do you want to call
I guess I don't have a specific per. I don't.
Because you can use our phone if you need to make a call.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I just, because the phone was expensive and, you know, I'm going to need it for more than one phone call.
So you're trying to find out where your cell phone is.
Yes.
Where?
Yeah.
I don't know where my cell phone is. Is it in my pocket? No. My keys are in my pocket.
Yeah. Look later.
Is it against my ear? No, that's my hair.
Hey, if you're just going to be chatting here, do you mind if I get back in and ask a second question?
Yeah.
Sorry. My daughter and I have a new question.
Okay. Yeah.
Forget about Pixar. How do we get to the train that goes around
the monorail?
The
choo-choo train.
The train that goes through all the different sections.
Yeah.
The Disney, Mickey's Disney Mickey, tour train.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, we'd like to. Where's the best place to catch that? We'd like to ride on that.
Okay, so you want to know where it is.
Where do we catch that train?
Where?
What?
Dad.
Do you care?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you wearing Mickey's underwear?
No, we're not. We're not wearing his underwear.
He doesn't wear pants only wears pants. I can't remember.
We don't know the status of his underwear.
He has polka dotted underwear.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. We just like to know where to. I can't. The maps are confusing to me. I've never been here and I'm not sure.
Well, the train goes all around the park.
Right, but.
Okay, so you're already there.
We like to the station where you can board the train is what I'm okay. interested in.
And I wanted to get back to your answer.
Yes. I have a follow-up too.
Okay. Go ahead.
It's so funny. When you were saying it to me, I did not like it. But when I hear you talking to him, I'm like, it makes sense.
Because who are you going to call anyway, right?
Right.
And you can just talk to these people and they're right here. You don't need a phone.
Oh, no. I meant when you're saying it to him, I got it. But I feel like mine's different.
Well, oh, really?
I was going to ask, if you said I could use your phone, I would love to use your phone so I could then call my cell phone and see if someone answered it.
Okay. You want to try that?
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Here you go.
Okay.
And she calls the phone.
Sweetheart, I'm sorry. Well, maybe we'll...
Hello?
Hi, I think you have my cell phone.
It's your cell phone?
Is this Goofy?
This is Goofy.
Oh, you're so lucky. Goofy took your phone? That's the best. Well, that is the coolest.
It's an actor in an outfit that keeps using.
This is Goofy for real. I'm over at Goofy's Flying Academy.
Oh, okay. That's
how
fun.
Do we get there, Asa?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we'd
how
love
do
to
we get to
Goofy's Flight Academy, sir. Where's that ride?
Why don't you just follow this woman?
Okay.
Yeah.
Could you mind if we...
Yeah,
come on, sweetheart. We're going to go find Goofy.
Click, clock.
Oh, hey, it's a nice outfit you have.
Dad.
What? No, I'm just saying you have nice, it's a nice outfit that you're wearing.
What are you doing?
Nothing. She's got like this Mad Men. Am I wrong on this? You have like a Mad Men.
It's a pencil skirt. Yeah.
Yes. It's nice. It's flattering.
Okay.
You look nice.
Dad, this is disgusting.
No, sweetheart, I'm sorry. When we were walking over, I just noticed. What? Your outfit is great.
I feel like you didn't notice until I was walking in front of you guys, and that makes me feel uncomfortable.
It's true.
They don't notice is that they've arrived at Goofy's Flight Academy.
Oh, Goofy.
Uh-huh.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I called my phone. You found a cell phone. Yeah.
I left it in back. Would you guys like to come in the back?
Oh, yes.
Get your cell phone?
Wow.
Yeah.
Not many people get to go behind the scenes.
Oh, this is exciting, right? Yeah, Goofy, we'd love to.
Okay, come on back here.
Oh, all right. Yeah, we watch your cartoons on YouTube all the time.
Do you? What's your favorite one?
Wonders of the Deep.
Wow, there's a small bedroom here. Do you actually sleep back here?
Oh, wow. This is.
Can you close the door?
This is living quarters. All
just
right.
Just close that.
Sweetheart, just come here.
That goofy little latch. Just make it go latchety-latchly.
I told Mom I didn't want to go with you this weekend.
I know. It'll be all right. It'll be okay.
I like what you're wearing.
What did you just say to me?
I said I like what you're wearing.
Like that I'm wearing a Fido Dido t-shirt from and oversized khaki pants? You like this?
It looks nice on you.
All right. That's not appropriate, sir.
It's
I don't
not,
know.
Is it?
Huh?
It's not, is it?
are you trying to teach me a lesson?
He notices that the small room is getting even smaller.
What's going on to
it's
the walls?
It's a small, small world.
What are you doing? Hey, pal?
All of a sudden, one of the walls goes down, and it's a plexiglass window, and he sees that there's people looking in on the ride.
Well, we're being watched by people on...
Look! That guy!
That's the train. That's Mickey's train. That's Mickey's train going by. They're just calling me a weirdo? How about... No one's noticed in Mad Men Lady or Goof? How about Goofy's...
Look at the weirdo!
I am... That's crazy, sweetheart. Please don't remember this.
They couldn't escape that room. It was fucking creepy. And eventually and the plexiglass just stayed open and people just assumed they were animatronic, robots.
Right.
And
thanks for telling.
Done with my story.
Okay.
And they eventually turned to skeletons. And wow. That is how they started the Pirates of the Caribbean ride at Disneyland.
Really? More shame.
Yeah.
More shame in it.
Yeah, that's how they started it.
Yeah. Can I try telling your story?
I didn't have shame in my story. Time here.
You had some, but I think you could have more. I've been coming here a couple weeks. Do you mind if I give it a shot?
And we see Will now, a swarthy veteran of the shame scene.
So this is your Disney story, right? Okay, so I was ashamed of my penis. And the dumb way that I masturbated. I used to jerk off wrong. I would slap my penis hard and it would be dumb. Yeah. It would take forever.
Slow fade. This has been Improv for Humans. We started in shame. We ended in shame without really revealing any true shame.
That's right.
It's not my kind of comedy. I thought about it at a certain point. I was like, should I? Everyone's doing the revealing comedy. Is that my thing? It's just not for me. I can talk about myself, but I don't talk about...
I think if it's not, doesn't feel natural and authentic, it'd be dumb to do.
Yeah.
It reads as inauthentic from some people, and some people it reads as like kind of cool and sort of, I don't know. I couldn't do it. I'm not a deep enough... I haven't figured myself out in any way, so I can't talk about it.
You think you need to have figured something out in order to tell an authentic, vulnerable story?
Yeah, I think you have to have the solution at the end.
You do? Because that's what pisses me off when I listen to those super soul things. It's like when they start out and they're like, super soul is! Like, here's the... And they're like...
And they sum it up.
Here's what you need to know, in a sentence. And it's like...
It's never that simple,
really.
No, it's
not. Yeah. Like, you already have that... I don't know. It's like, I knew that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just was agreeing with Matt that I don't... I wouldn't do it either. I'm sorry.
Don't apologize.
Yeah, we've put a lot out there that we encourage guys to go compliment people. I don't know. We'll see how this all shakes out.
Seems like that's the right message. I'm good about it.
Yeah. Anybody listening, you should just compliment strangers in public.
Be vulnerable.
In most any context would probably go well.
Yeah.
Just let it out. You're using Google Sheets, you're using Microsoft Excel, whatever you're doing, just like tell
people
your
grandfather
thoughts.
In Harrison, Arkansas, used to hang out at the coffee cup with 2Ks, and, you know, he would, all the young ladies, he would feel free to compliment, and it was okay, because he's just this old guy, so he could get away. But I feel like if you took 50 years off of him, said the same words, they would have been mad at what he was saying, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And maybe some people didn't like it anyway, but they're just like, it's not worth getting upset at.
Oh, Frank.
Yeah, might be.
All right, Will, what do you have to plug here? Are we doing the Spider-Man? Are we into that now?
Yeah. I'm changing that, actually. It's a podcast. It used to be about Spider-Man, but I've broadened it to all comics. So it's called Screw It. We're just going to talk about comics. And my brother and I, my brother who's at the UCB in New York, he and I talk about the comics we loved as kids. So, check it out if you want. Yeah.
Is Brett welcome on that show like he is on the Beatles show, or he doesn't know shit about comics?
He doesn't know shit.
I shouldn't
Only
be.
Beatles yeah, comics.
He wouldn't be. We're also still doing the Beatles one. Just more catch.
You still love the Beatles.
Yeah, I'm still. You thought it would pass?
Yeah, I thought you'd get sick of it.
Yeah. No, it's still hanging on. we'll be doing more of those too. That's mine.
Katie?
If you like seeing something retweeted every 6 months, you can go to my Twitter account, Katie Dipple.
You seem like an Instagrammer to me.
I do like an Instagram, you know, I guess like once a month or so.
Oh.
Yeah.
My Instagram game is strong right now, folks.
Really?
Matt Besser, yeah. Yeah,
I'm not engaging so much on that right now. I'm kind of pulling back.
Ooh, on Instagram.
Temporarily, yeah. I mean, I'm still there. I'm just like not putting a lot out there or even like interacting with stuff. Taking a little breather.
Is that because of those awesome photos?
No. I just, sometimes I get social media stuff. I just get like jealousy gets inflamed or I find myself having hypothetical arguments with people because of what they said. Yeah. And then I'm like, this is me. I need a break. I got to cool off.
It's also crazy. The bragging has gotten, I don't know when it became cool to brag. It's such a crazy time. It's like rampant.
Instagram's more bragging than Twitter,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Twitter is for fighting and Instagram is for bragging. That's the toxic side of it, at least.
Yeah.
Bragging about like what? Like what's it okay to post?
Work and relationships.
I feel
stuff.
Like you could dissect everything that's ever posted and then get to the bottom of like, oh, this is what this person wants everyone to know. You know?
Yeah.
It's so transparent.
Ah! Yeah.
There's so many people I like that I'm just bummed. Like,
I gotta look at Instagram.
What am I saying? I think I'm saying I got the best taste in music, you motherfuckers. Lennon. I want to plug Lennon. This show you're in is really funny, man.
Less is Mess?
How many shows are you in?
I'm in another one called Schooled as well, which is a spinoff.
Oh, that's right.
Goldbergs.
I've been watching that too.
Yeah, they're both really cute. Less is Mess is set in Nebraska. It's about like a New York City couple that like inherited.
How are you on two sitcoms? And I think about it. How are you getting away with that? That's
damn
bullshit.
Girl. Nice.
Give me one of those.
One was filmed in September through January, and one was filmed in March.
Check you out. But that's Bless out. This Mess is...
it's pretty cute, right?
It's like Green Acres in my mind.
Yeah.
And I'm a huge Green Acres fan. But your character's really funny.
Oh, thank
She's
you.
She's a real bitch to the main character.
It's a fun to play.
Yeah, you're so great on Veep, by the way, too.
Oh, thanks. Guys.
God damn it, man. Slow down. Give other people roles.
That was one day I filmed, like just one day, and it was cut down to like a minute and a half scene. But it was, you know, when they call you, you do it.
You do it, baby.
You
do it, baby.
Yeah.
You answer the Veep call.
Are you guys doing Del Close Marathon this year?
Yeah.
You'll be able to?
Be here. Aww. We're not going to be here. I'm going to be on my family vacation.
Oh, from all these sitcoms.
Yeah, you need a break.
Yeah.
Katie and I are doing it.
That's right.
Our improv team is doing
guys,
it.
DCM 21 in Los Angeles, the end of June. I think you can, if not today when you hear this, very soon get tickets. So come out to DCM 21, take some intensives. Will, are you going to be doing some workshops? I know I will.
Yeah, I haven't got it set up yet, but I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll be in there.
All right, and keep being human.
Be a good human. Listen to Matt's new improvised series, My Dead Wife, The Robot Car, out now on Stitcher Premium. Check out Matt Besser's Patreon podcast called Professor Besser. Listen to Stolen Idea, Matt, Bobby and Brett's epic punk rock musical on Stitcher Premium, and tell your friends. Rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. Follow Matt Besser on Twitter to submit your suggestions. Tell your friends about the best podcast in the universe. Music by Dragoon. This has been Improv for Humans.